107.7 The Island. Your home for real music variety is your home for your weekly adorable, adoptable pet of the week featuring Robin Mays. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're holding?
I'm holding a little female shaking cold rat terrier.
Have I met her before?
You have not.
No, she has ears the size of a bat. Very cute.
Yeah, gets very good reception with those, I think.
Almost camouflage face. Black, white, and tan.
Yes.
You said Jack Russell?
Well, could be Jack Russell, Rat Terrier, something like that. Maybe Chihuahua in there.
Very,
see
very
a lot
mellow.
A lot of Rat Terrier. Oh, not mellow if I put her down. No. Not if I put her down.
Well, we'll have to test that when Laura comes back with her coffee.
Okay. You're going to get loved.
What is her name?
We named her Hoka.
Hoka.
H-O-K-A.
Hoka is... It's not a sweater. It looks like she's wearing a cape.
She's wearing a coat because it's cold.
It's a coat. Doesn't quite wrap the way.
No, because it's too big for her. But we were looking for something real quick that would fit her because she's not very big. She only weighs about 7 pounds.
And you got to put something on them. It's too cold out.
Well, she's trying to. No wonder.
Do they make something for animals when it's this cold for their feet?
Yes. They're boots. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's fun putting them on them for the first time because they just fall over. They refuse to walk.
Hi, buddy. Oh, very friendly.
See the tail. There you go. Oh, she's very sweet.
She doesn't know me from anything and very, very friendly.
And she's low to the ground.
Low to the ground. She's like a Honda Accord.
Yes. Yes. Good traction.
She's beautiful.
And we learned something in naming her. We learned that Hoka, H-O-K-A, means glide across the ground.
Really? I was going to ask you if that word, I was thinking hookah, but that's a smoking device.
Yeah.
Really?
Hoka means, which she does. She's built low to the ground and she can fly.
Is she new to you?
She is new to us. We held her, she was found out just south of the interstate. Let's see, about how many nights ago? Almost a week ago now. Someone was out walking their dog about 11 p.m. and they heard and saw something down in the ditch, and there she was.
Being that you've had her for over a week, if she was an escape and the owner was looking for them, I think they would have found them by now.
Yeah, there's posts everywhere. KOE campground posted. Gentleman isn't on social media, so a bunch of other people posted. Went door to door, made phone calls.
So did somebody just abandon?
We're not sure. We're not sure what happened, but she's not microchipped, no markings. She does have a little bit of frostbite in each ear.
Really?
Because it was pretty cold.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hi.
So we're the 3-day hold is up, so she will get looked at by the vet today, and we'll get her going. She did have fleas. We got that all taken care of.
She's no bigger than a kitten.
No, only about 7 pounds.
She looks healthy now.
Yeah.
Well, she got a bath that she did not care for.
Hi.
But she needed one.
Hi.
Do they know when they're in distress like that and you come and rescue them, do they know? Are they thankful? God.
It takes a little bit. The gentleman, bless his heart, kept her for a day trying to find the owner and couldn't find an owner, so he was looking for a place for her to hang out. She was pretty chill when she came in. It took just a little bit to calm down.
The tail's going berserk. That is hilarious. Hi, buddy.
Well, the coat's a little big for you, but...
Her name is Hoka.
Hoka.
Hoka, do the polka.
Yeah, she has all kinds of nicknames. Yeah, that coat is quite a bit too big for you.
Oh, that's...
You said she's going to be seen by the vet today?
She's going to be seen by the vet today.
And then you... Chipper and then
we'll get her on the spay schedule and she'll get microchipped. She's already been dewormed and
so available for adoption in a couple of weeks, maybe.
She will be available for adoption in about a week or so.
She stuck her nose in my coffee and now she's licking. Lick, 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 lick.
She's a foodie, by the way. You want to quickly put your hand, get your hand away from her when she's eating. Very treat motivated. Don't you dare jump down.
So, Lori, that doesn't bother you when an animal puts their face in your coffee?
No.
Just checking, because there's
bother me one little bit.
You know, that's, it can go
I
either way.
I raised four kids and have multiple animals now and have had them over the past. So, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Think of her immune system now. Her immune system probably is amazing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These kids today, you know, one kid in class sneezes and half of them are going to die.
Yes.
We drank out of hoses, and we used to fill a water pistol with water and drink out of that.
When you had to get a drink out of the hose, because if you went inside, your parents made you stay.
Yeah.
If you didn't
go
inside.
Or they wouldn't let you in, one or the other.
Well, okay, that too.
No happy medium there. You either can't come in or you can't leave.
My doors don't get unlocked until 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I saw a meme on Facebook the other day. It was very clearly 1970s kids roller skating. It said, if you could even comprehend that parents would drop us mm-hmm. off there mm-hmm. with money and with then money. Leave.
For hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there was no threat.
No. We did that at Skate Island.
Oh, yeah.
It was Thanksgiving and Christmas, because they opened up like at 3, because they knew as parents, that's when everybody was bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
And parents were ready to get rid of you. So we got dropped off at Skate Island for hours.
Those were the days.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're so cute.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based right here in Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Hoka. Did I say it right?
So yes.
Perfect. Laura, do you know what Hoka means, Laura?
Hoka? No, I don't.
It means gliding low to the earth.
Well, that's definitely you, sweetheart. You are gliding low to the earth.
She's a low rider.
Yes, she is. Oh.
She's so cute, man.
Sweetheart. And this little tail. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's generating some power.
Need to harness that.
Exactly.
Does she get along with cats and dogs?
She's afraid of the cats because our cats are bullies. So she's kind of afraid of them. They will hiss, and she's very respectful. Dogs she'll just bark at, because she's got, you know, little dog mentality that I may be little, but I can take you on.
Yeah.
So we haven't put her with any of the others, just because she's needing time to kind of defrag a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little decompression.
Yeah.
How many animals do you currently have at the show?
Oh, gosh. We are close to 30 again.
Oh, my stars.
Mm. Wow. Well, our big dogs, just hard to find homes for a big dog because they're big dogs. Mm-hmm. So we've got... And we have Blackjack now. Blackjack came back to us. One of the well puppies. He's got his vetting coming up, and then he'll get put up for adoption also. So, and a lot of cats and kittens in foster.
Yes.
That's right. So in addition to all that, do you have a record of, have you exceeded the record of animals you've had at the shelter, or not yet?
No, I think we exceeded that probably a couple years ago when we had them everywhere. This is the most adult dogs we've had. Now, when we have litters of puppies, that, you know, you got 7 right there.
Right.
But this is the most adult dogs that we've had. So you get there in the morning, they are clamoring to get fed, including her.
Yeah.
And she does like to eat.
Yeah. It's okay.
I don't know how it works, but is it easier in the summer where you could, do you have a place where you could let a dog out and have them be out there for a few hours?
We are working right now. Our dog yard is not big at all. And now with taking on more of the big dogs, we're working on a larger spot. Not far from, it's actually the property on the opposite side of some other property that we have down from us. So we're kind of working on cleaning that up, getting rid of all the stickers that are on it, and it's safer.
Mm.
Deciding if we're going to rock it or what we're going to do. It doesn't make sense to lay sod, because then you got to do sprinklers and everything.
Yeah.
So we may just rock it and get rid of all the stickers, and we'll have a little bit more room to run for them. So fundraise, so we can get all this done.
Right.
Wait.
So many challenges in your world.
There are some challenges. Every time, you know, you get going, something else comes up, or you see something that maybe, you know, I don't know if this is being addressed or not. So let's.
It's like an endless change.
It's and things change. So yeah. Fundraise. We've got Eat Cake Donate this Thursday at the Chocolate Bar. And we've got Valentine Pictures with Holly Klimek Photography coming up.
Yay.
Talk to me about the Chocolate Bar.
Eat Cake Donate, Chocolate Bar, a percentage of their sales on this Thursday during the time they're open, go to VCA.
Oh, that's nice.
So they've been so good to us. So we appreciate their support. And of course, it's amazing desserts when you go in there.
Yeah.
All I need is the chocolate cake. That's all you need is chocolate cake. I think it has all the food groups.
I mean,
dairy, vegetable. That's enough. Chocolate.
That's enough.
How does vegetable find its way into chocolate cake?
Isn't chocolate from a plant?
Cacao bean.
So it's technically a salad. It's just in a different form.
There you go. Thank you so much.
This part is just the ultimate justification right there.
We can rationalize that.
Yeah, we'll rationalize that. Hey, Dr. Franzman said.
Yeah, chocolate cake is good for you.
I had 3 salads today.
Yes. All my kids, when they were young, and if they would say, anytime they wanted something for mom, they'd have to say, Mommy's great. She bakes chocolate cake.
There you go.
Yep.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Designs, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes, superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook. I just watched a video a couple of weeks ago on their site. It shows a lot of what they can do. I would recommend it, proteamdesign.com. They have a good site there. And how's he doing, Laura? Have you talked to him?
Craig's doing great. He's so busy with all these sports that are going on right now, and states and districts and things like that. So there's a t-shirt for everything. So he's super busy. Well,
that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have.
We like people being busy.
Has a picture been made available? Will picture be made available that I could put in the blog section?
Well, there's definitely pictures.
Yes.
We have the lost and found pictures, but we've got some pictures. So if our award-winning photographer hasn't taken any.
I've been busy.
She's apparently on strike right now.
She's busy.
I'm busy.
Laura, I think you're onto something with the harnessing the power of that tail.
Hi.
That generates so much energy, right?
Yeah, that's my million-dollar idea.
What we could do with that, I don't know, but call somebody who knows about windmills and that whole routine. Thank you very much, Robin. Thanks for what you do, and pass that along to all of your volunteers.
I will. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the support. It's nice when things kind of get a little frustrating at times, and it's nice when people stop. We appreciate. We had some real nice people stop on Saturday, appreciate even just come in and say, hey, thinking about you guys. Appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
That goes a long way.
Your line of work was born out of necessity, but what happened before? I mean, the communities must have just been overrun and chaotic with stray animals, right?
I know we've had animal control being done here, since I think the 60s. But it goes beyond that. It goes to lost and found pets. It goes to assisting, like how we started. It goes with assisting those who are trying to keep their pets at their home, but they've had an issue. So
that's a beautiful element of what you do.
With the pet food pantry, with the Animals program, the Happy Tales program. Working on a couple of other programs, which we're hoping I can be really excited to talk about in the next month or so.
Happy Pills?
Happy Tales.
I thought you said Happy Pills program.
Where is your mind today?
I wanted to know more about that.
Those are called puppy uppers.
What was I going to close with? I can't remember. I distracted myself. But thanks again for what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate, love our weekly visit.
Yeah, me too. I can't say enough. I know what I was going to say. If someone listening is saying, yeah, I can't even fathom being without my pet, but I am having trouble affording everything. How does one apply for food assistance?
Yep.
Come and who do they contact?
Yeah, come in, stop in Wednesdays and Saturdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We have someone there. Volunteer is there to help. We've got our pet food pantries available. Just come in, you fill out a quick form. If we've got the food you need, you walk out with it. We do our best to meet your needs. And if there is an emergency with your pet, give us a call. Our numbers are on social media, 402-527-8228, probably the quickest. Our phone's been ringing off the hook lately, so we're doing our best to keep up with all the I found and I need to rehome and all that. So doing our best to keep up with them all, especially all the cats and kittens, right?
Meow.
Still.
527?
402-527-8228.
8228. And you will find this in their logo in the blog section when you look at pictures of Hoka. How's it spelled? H-O-K-A?
That's it.
Hoka.
Excellent.
Hoka Poka.
Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you, sir.
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the
Franz Man.
He went day and night without rest.
With the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man, one man party in the morning on 107.7 The Island.